Welcome to the Roy Matlock Jr. Money and Business Hours, where he'll help you fix your finances once and for all. To reach Roy, call 615-843-2999. That is 615-843-2999, or visit RoyMatlockJr.com. Now, here's your host, Roy.
Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are going to be talking money. And, you know, I've got so many things that roll around in my brain regarding, you know, our world today and stuff like that. So I thought I would start out with perspective. And perspective, you know, I started looking it up. I said, you know, everybody's got their, you know, perspective and what they see, you know, correctly regarded in terms of relative importance is what they call perspective, or a particular attitude toward or a way of regarding something, a point of view. Short term versus long term. Is everything that important right now in the way that we view things? And so everybody's got a perspective. All right, and on how things are. And what I learned over time is that things, I heard this from one of my mentors. He said, things are never as good or as bad as they seem at the moment. So therefore, never get too high and never get too low. The sun's going to come up in the morning. It's going to go down tomorrow night. And as long as you're seeing the sun in the morning and you're above ground, things are never as good or as bad as they seem at the moment. It's going to be okay. Things are going to work out. And I believe that. And I think a lot of us right now are going through some very interesting times. Interesting in that, you know, you worry about your health, you worry about your job, you worry about your finances. You look back and you say, well, what did I do to put myself in this position? And in many cases, you're saying, well, I didn't do anything. I didn't create a virus. I didn't do any of that kind of stuff. But the reality is that, you know, we had something thrown at us, and now we're analyzing, and, you know, we may have a very negative perspective right now, may have a very positive perspective. Who knows where all the different ideas are? But one of the things I do know is that I know that anytime you focus your life on something very short term, you can really get, you know, messed up. And so let me give you an example of some things that I think are pretty interesting. You know, the stock market. Now, this is I'm taping this show today on April 16th. And in taping that show on April 16th, it's right after tax day that would have happened, which now has been moved. And I start looking at it. And I said, well, what has the stock market done, you know, during this time? Because people are worried to death about the stock market. And I'm looking, well, the last 30 days, it's up 15.8%. How about that? It's up 15.8% in the last month. It's down over the last 3 months, 15.8%. It's down year to date, 13.6%. But over the last 12 months, it's down -4%. So now, if we look at the last 3 months, oh man, I mean, we are not happy. If we look at the last 30 days, you say, man, this is awesome. This is unbelievable. Okay. If we look at the last 1 year, we say, well, -3%, I mean, 3.94%. That's not like the end of the world. If we look back 5 years ago and we say, well, where were we then compared to where we are now? If you've been doing what you're supposed to be doing, saving your money, investing your money, doing what you're supposed to, you know, do all the things that you're supposed to be doing, well, guess what? You're probably much better off today than you were then, all right? If you've been working on yourself, did all that kind of stuff, you're probably much better off. So it's all in the perspective. And so what I'm going to talk about today is what you need to be thinking about going out into the future. You know, I'm 59 years old, and I say to myself, man, I'm not old enough to be a dad. It just seemed like yesterday I had my first child, and now I've got four, and I'm not old enough to be a dad. But she's 28 years old, my oldest is. I mean, man alive, time will fly, and it always does. And we're just here for a short period of time, and the next thing you know, it's 5 years later. And so what you have to do is ask yourself, when it comes to the things I talk about, which are money and earning money and managing money, you know, time flies. We're here just for a short period of time. Or what are we going to do? Because 5 years from now is going to be here before you know it. You're going to snap your finger and you're going to be 5 years. You know, it's interesting. All these years I would tell people, you know, your IRAs, you get penalized if you pull your money out prior to age 59 and a half. And I'm like, man, I'm getting ready to be 59 and a half. I've been telling people this for my whole life. You know, I've been doing this 35 years. You know, an IRA has penalties prior to 59 and a half. I'm like, hey, no big deal. I'm getting ready to be 59 and a half. No, I'm not. I can't be that old, right? And so what happens is time flies, and what we have to do is we have to focus our attention on the daily activities that will cause us to get where we want to be. And when 5 years passes, the market's going to have done what it's going to do. Your finances are going to be where they're going to be, and it's going to have to do with what you focus on, and you get back into the long-term plan. I know I've been reading a lot of the mutual fund companies, and you know they don't think about what's going on right now. They're saying, you know, we're looking at 2022 and 2023, all this kind of stuff and things like that. And so what you need to do first off is ask yourself, where do you see yourself in 5 years? In other words, the things that we're going to talk about on the show 5 years from now have to do with how much money are you going to be earning, all right? What are you going to be doing daily in order to make that happen to where your income will go up? What are you going to be doing financially? In other words, what's your net worth going to be? What are you going to do? And I was looking at this article. I'm going to get this book. I'm going to give him a plug. It's called Atomic Habits by James Clear. And I was reading this little article about it. And it says humans are largely consistent and the same inputs yield the same outputs. So guys, right now, if you're spending more than you make, then you're going to be in debt. And if you consistently spend more than you make, you know what's going to happen? You're going to go under. All right. If you spend less than you make, you're going to start accumulating money. How about that? And so what happens is we have to start working on our inputs and our outputs if we want to get things moving in the direction that we want to get to. And so what we're going to do today is talk about a five-year plan, the kind of plan that will allow you to move forward financially and get the perspective right. My name is Roy Matlock Jr. Stay with me. We'll be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get. And I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999, 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here, and we are going to continue talking about the things that matter when it comes to your money and finance. And, you know, today's show has got to do with perspective to start with, and then we're going to talk about, you know, five or six steps to get the right perspective. But one of the things that you have to realize is that, you know, time moves pretty quick, and things are not as important as you think, you know, on a daily basis as they are on a consistent basis over a long period of time. And so what we got to do if we want to win is we want to get better all the time, and we want to get, you know, better from the standpoint of our knowledge base so we can earn more money and do more things. And then we want to get better in the way that we handle our money. But most importantly, what we want to do is create habits. And those habits are habits that are good habits. You know, if you have bad habits, then bad habits compound, and good habits also compound. And so what you want to do first off is take a look, and you got to get to feeling better. You know, I remember a number of years back, I would start my year off, and I would say, life is good. And, you know, that was a slogan that was out there, and I thought, all right, life is good. Okay, what are some good things that are going on in my life with my family, my finances, and, you know, physically speaking, all these different things? Life is good. So the first thing I would tell you if you're tuning in right now and you want to move forward, which everybody does, is you need to look at what's good going on in your life. All right. And so some of the things that are going on good in your life, maybe make a list of your, you know, your family, your finances, your all these different things. You may say, yeah, but I'm in debt. Yeah, but maybe you're not as in debt as you used to be. Or maybe you lost your job, but you have an emergency fund. Something. In other words, you need to go find things that you can look at. And then what you do is you start saying, now why are these things good right now? Well, maybe it's because you've been doing something to make those good. And so what I would start with is look back in time, and I want you to see where you were 5 or 10 years ago. And then I want you to take an analysis, or what we call a critical analysis, of what's going on. And you say, okay, now where is it? What caused me to be in the position I'm in right now, either good or bad, and look at what's happening? You know, most of the time I see people, their time management's really bad. And so as a result, they don't put things that are important in the proper place in their schedule. I always try to get my week done. I've been doing this for years. I get all of my you know, money-making things. I try to do that and get it all done on Monday and Tuesday. How about that? Things that are very important that need to get done, I try to get them done. You know, I come in and I do have a certain time when I do radio. I have a certain time when I do all these different things that allow me to get the things done that are important, all right? And so, and what that means is it's a system. So we put a system in place, a financial system. Or so what are the systems that you default to? What are the habits you fall back into in the absence of discipline? That's what's putting you where you're at. You know, I've always said this, if you want to save money, there's only one way to do it, and that is to have it automatically taken out of your account, all right? So what happens is that's a system to saving money. If you want to pay off debts, I have encouraged people to set up an automatic draft, okay, to pay your debts down. And you put in there X amount of dollars, so that way you're not paying minimum payments. Because if you don't, you just say, okay, what's the minimum payment? So I put an automatic draft in place. So what we do, we change the default systems that we operate on. And then what happens is we change the outcome of where we're at. And so what you want to do is create a system that causes you by default to become successful when it becomes to your finances, your job, and everything that goes along with making money. I talk about money and finance. That's what we're going to stick to. But you have the same thing when it comes to your relationships, your family, everything. So you go to the default habits. What are the default habits that I create that have put me where I'm at? The bad ones I need to look at and say, look, you know, I do this over and over and over again. And every time I do it, all right, guess what happens? It turns out bad. I had somebody tell me this, that, you know, they had a DUI, and they told me they were at a point where everything they look back in their life that had happened to them bad was because they had something to do with alcohol. And so then they got this DUI, and they forced them. They had to get tested and all this kind of stuff. Long story short is they quit drinking, and they're like, wow. You know, all of my problems came from doing that. So now that I've quit doing that, it seems like I'm not having those problems anymore. When it comes to your money and finance, I can tell most people, you know, if you're not using some type of budget to control your spending weekly, you're going to end up overspending. And so habits that compound in a positive way put you in a positive place. Habits that compound in a negative way will compound and put you into a negative place. And then what happens is you'll be the same person as you are today, or worse if it's bad. All right. If it's good, you'll be the same or better, which we want to go the direction of being better. So our goal today is to talk about what can we do over the next 5 years that will help us to move forward. Now, I want to encourage you to do some reading. And one of the things short term that you need to take advantage of, I'm hearing this especially among small business people, they just don't understand the government packages that are coming out. So I'm going to give you kind of an overview of some of the things that you might want to look at and at doing. The first thing is this, you should be getting and should have already gotten. If you're making $75,000 a year or less, you've got $1,200 coming. That's not a lot by any means, but it's more than zero. And you get $500 per child. If you're married, you get twice that. And so if you're in that situation, that'll automatically happen provided you filed your taxes. So to give you a little relief, if you're self-employed, you can apply for what they call a payroll protection, and you can go through your bank and you can do that. Also, if you are an independent contractor, a lot of people don't realize this, but an independent contractor, you can apply, which you normally couldn't. Say you're, you know, a self-employed person, you got shut down for whatever reason, you can apply and you can get unemployment insurance. You can also get federal unemployment. I think you're in Tennessee, and it's different in every state based on it, but that's $700-$800 a month or a week that you can get in different subsidies for the government for the next several months. And so you want to take advantage of that kind of stuff. Now, I've had people ask me, and they said, well, now what should I do with that money? And should I be paying off stuff? Or should be doing this? And so what I tell people is always the goal of if you're in a situation where you've prepared, you're still working, you've got your emergency fund, you know, and for many people, financially, they're in great shape. All right. You know, I'm sitting here right now. You know, every time I tip, I always, you know, I do a takeout. I never used to, you know, a takeout. You don't tip. I tip them 20, 25%, 30%, whatever, because I want to help the people. I mean, hey, they're helping me. They're out there working. You know, I was at a eating lunch one day, and I was in line in a takeout at one of the Jersey Mike's, and I picked up the tab for a person that was, you know, driving a fire truck, you know, ambulance kind of deal. Because you know what? I'm doing good. I mean, I've been doing this stuff for years. I'm doing good. You know, I'm not, this has been, you know, financially hasn't affected me really. So I'm doing good. For those of you that are doing good, you know what you should do? Go spend some money. How about that? Spend some money. That'll be great. All right. For those of you that are struggling right now, we're going to talk about a way to go and make this happen to where you're going to get it together. And so I want you to stick with me. I've got 6 or 7 points we're going to cover in the next couple of segments to teach you how to get your money going for you. My name is Roy Matlock Jr., and we'll be back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr. here. In today's show, we started out with, you know, a perspective. Where are we going to be 5 years from now? Where do we go out into the future where things are going to be good? And so if you're in that situation right now where you've been struggling, I mean, keep in mind that if you're having issues right now with your money, it's based on what you've done the last 4 or 5 years. And I remember being in a situation similar to that. I said, you know, if I ever get out of this mess, I'm never going back. And for some of you right now, you may be saying that. But the reason you won't go back into it again and it won't ever happen to you again is because you're going to prepare for it. And so we're going to create some habits now that are going to help you compound out. Now, one of the things that you need to realize is that you always get paid. You always have outcomes based on two things, knowledge and action. So I always have believed this. You get paid for what you know and what you do. So if you're a plumber out there and you've got your license and you are a great plumber, but you never go to anyone's home and never do any work, you're not going to make any money. So what happens is you got to go know and do. So here's a quote, Charlie Tremendous Jones, which, you know, many, many years ago was, a lot of motivational speaking and stuff like that, said, "You will be the same person in 5 years as you are today, except for the people you meet and the books you read." All right. So what happens is this. You start hanging out with the right people, listening to the right things, taking action, and things will change. And so what we're going to do, I want to give you a couple of just little housekeeping updates, secure updates that came out. And the reason this is important, if you're listening right now, required minimum distributions on your IRA are being delayed this year. So now what happened, they moved them to 72. You don't have to take your RMDs now. Now, why is that important? If you don't need the money, then why do you want to be selling it at a discount? Okay, discounted market. And so we got a couple things like that. We also have your 401ks, your on the CARE Act, a lot of these things where you can get access to money. I'm not so sold on that. But the fact of the matter is these penalties are being waived, things like that. And so what I would be telling you right now, financially speaking, if you're in a position where you have some cash sitting liquid, then I would live on that cash, not take my RMDs, just little things like that. But I want to get into what we're doing now, and today is kind of a seven-part program on getting started. And so step number one is goal setting. And what we want to do is start with what we call the FIN number. And the FIN number is your financial independence number. So we're going to work on a five-year plan to begin with, to be well ahead of where we're at. And we're going to work on developing a way to increase our net worth. How do you find out what your net worth is? What I would do is take a look and say, if you've never done that, just right now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a list of everything I own and everything I owe. I'm going to go in and take, and I'm going to look beside the things I own, and I'm going to say to myself, does this appreciate or not appreciate? Now, if we have things like, cars and, junk, stuff like that, don't count that in your net worth. All right. Ultimately, you're not going to count your home in your net worth. All right. But, wealthy people tend to not use their personal residence as, a determining factor in their net worth. And the reason is this: you're living there, you really can't do anything. It does give you a place for a roof over your head if it's paid for. But you still have ongoing cost on that. And so what I tell people is we want to look at our appreciating assets minus our debt. Anything else, that doesn't tell us our net worth. And so step number one, we want to find out where we're at. So we would add up our, checking accounts, savings accounts, emergency funds, 401ks, any real estate investment property that's appreciating, any mutual funds, any investments, things like that. And if you own a business, you can place a market value on the ongoing recurring income, whatever that is. I would put up at the top of the page, how much money am I earning, so I can take a look. And then you want to put this in some type of format where you date it, so you can kind of get an idea of where you are today and get a real good, clear picture. Normally you do it at the end of the year. Today is a little different because, we've had some market turns and stuff like that. But still, I think the end of the year, if you went in and said, okay, if I went back to 12/31 and decided to go through and just do a statement of my net worth, find out where I'm at. And this is where I'm at. Now, let's go out here 5 years from now, and we're going to put together a goal of where we want to go. And so step number one, we want to increase our net worth. And so what's going to happen is year over year, you want to try to increase your net worth. Now, it's not going to happen every single year, because if you're investing money, there's going to have years that the market goes up, market goes down, things like that. But what we want to do is we want to get to a point where we at least know where we're at. So step number one is determine your net worth. Make a list of everything you have minus everything you owe, and then you're going to find out what your net worth is. Put your income at the top as to how much money you're earning, because you want to look at growing your earnings, okay, how much do you earn? And then you might go in there and say, what are my skill sets that I have right now that allow me to get paid what I get paid? If you're making $15 an hour, then you need to say to yourself, okay, what are my skill sets? What can I do right now? what could I do to make $20 an hour? What can I do to make $50 an hour? You know, what can I do to make $300 an hour? All right, you know, lawyers charge $300 an hour. Maybe I could go be a lawyer, or maybe I could go back to school, or maybe I could start some kind of business or whatever it may be. But the bottom line is you just start looking at it. You say, okay, I'm making this. Here's my skill set. What I'm going to do over the next 5 years is I'm going to take my income. I'm making $60,000 a year right now, or $70,000, whatever your number is, and I'm going to take, and over the next 5 years, I'm going to double that. All right, so I'm making 60, I'm going to make 120. All right, how am I going to go about doing that? Well, I'm going to go about doing that by becoming better. I may decide that, you know, what I'm doing right now is not working. All right, you know, I think right now we're going to see, interesting, the restaurant industry has gotten hit. You know, hospitality's gotten hit. You know, anything to do with those type of industries. There's a lot of industries that got hit. But what I think we're going to find is there's going to be a lot of these people that are working in the restaurant industry, bartenders and waitresses and stuff like that, that are have great people skills, but they've been working in that industry. They're going to say, you know what? Nah, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to find a better plan than that. I'm going to change. All right. And so they're going to take and they're going to start looking. They're kind of sitting back saying, all right, wait a minute. All right. Is this thing, how's this thing going to work out for me? And so what I would do if I were you right now is just take a look and say, here's how much money I make. Here's what my net worth is. I'm going to do a five-year plan, and in the next 5 years, what I'm going to do is I'm going to work hard to get to a point where I can, you know, move my income up, all right, and move my outgo down, and then start saving money. And when I start saving money, what's going to happen is I'm going to move forward, and 5 years from now, I'm going to be doing a great job. All right. And so that's what you need to be thinking about. You know, the winning the money game always has to do with action plans. And so step number one is goal setting. You want to determine your FIN number. That's called do nothing money. It's the amount of money you need to quit. It's 20 times your income is a good rule of thumb. So if you your desired income. So if you want 50 grand a year, then you need $1 million saved. You then you determine that $1 million over a period of time. How long is it going to take you to get there? When we come back from the break, we'll be talking about that. And then you start putting that number together. And then you start looking at where you're at, where you're going to develop your plan to increase your net worth. And then one day you're going to look back and say, hey, 5 years passed. And life is much better. That's where we want to be. And so that's the goal of the show, help you to get financially educated. My name is Roy Matlock Jr., and we will be right back. I hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Listeners tell me they love the education they get, and I'll keep doing that. Yet I keep hearing things like, I'm worried about my financial future. I'm worried about retiring. I'm fearful of running out of money. I'm confused. I'm concerned. You know, all these different words that, you know, really just kind of scare people and scare me when I hear that. And I ask myself, why is it that if you love this show and you're listening to this podcast and all this great information, it's not happening? Well, it's called procrastination. So I want to encourage you to do a couple of things. The first thing is this. If you were referred to the show by one of my affiliates, they may have been talking to you about getting your finances straight and you haven't done it yet, then I would encourage you to set that one-on-one financial coaching session where they can meet with you and actually put in place the things that you personally need in order to reach your financial independence number. If not, I would encourage you to visit roymatlockjr.com. You can go there, download some of our great pieces like How Money Works, and then also pick the phone up and schedule a time. We can set you up with someone in your area. Call this number, 615-843-2999. 615-843-2999, and stick with me. We've got more to come. All right, we're back. Roy Matlock Jr., and this is our final segment today. And, you know, so far we have talked about, you know, developing a plan, a mindset in order to, and habits to 5 years from now, have the perspective that, hey, I'm not worried about today. I'm worried about 5 years from now. I can't snap my finger and fix everything. But we want to work on increasing our net worth. We want to put together a plan of action to where one day we can have our FIN number, our financial independence number, made. We know that the FIN number is about 20 times your desired annual income that you would want to quit on. So if you said right now, if I need 50 grand a year, I would need $1 million. That's 20 times that. And I could pull that 50 grand out. And that is kind of a rule of thumb on the amount of money you need to have in order to be able to make that happen. Then you start working and you say, well, how much money do I need to save to get to that $1 million? Well, if you get 9%, you could do it in 5 years, but you need to save $13,000 a month. For most people, that doesn't work. So you say, well, that's not going to work. Well, if I get 9% and I save for 10 years, I need to save $5,000 a month. And interesting enough, there are people that could go save $5,000 a month. You know, we've got people out there right now, you're both working, and for 10 years, you save $5,129 a month. At 9%, you got $1 million. 20 years, anybody can do this. You save $1,486 a month, and you have $1 million saved. Now, why do I say anybody can do this? Because $1,486 a month, it could be accomplished just by having an extra job. $1,486 a month is capable. You're capable of doing that if you just work on raising your income from where it is now and make an extra $1,486 a month. How do you do that? You learn more, you do more, you become more valuable. And so that's the goal. So goal setting is very important. You want to get your goals in place. You want to have something that will motivate you. You want to look back and say, man, you know, I'm much better off than I used to be. I'm not where I want to be, but 5 years ago, here's where I was. Here's where I am today. If I don't like where I'm at today, I'm going to eliminate the bad habits that caused me to get there. Actions have consequences. I'll never forget, I read a book called Million Dollar Habits, and the one thing I got out of that book was this, actions have consequences. How about that? Good things equal good results. Bad things equal bad results. You make good decisions with your money, you get good results. You make bad decisions, compounded over time is going to be bad results. So now ask yourself right now, is this a smart decision that I'm getting ready to make or not? Think about it. Get educated on it. So step number one is we have a goal. We have a financial independence number. We learn how to determine that financial independence number. We find the money needed to become financially independent. We free up. We cut back. We do whatever we got to do to get that. We analyze where we're at. How have I done so far? What's my net worth? What is my goal 5 years from now, 10 years from now? What do I want to do? All right. So that's the first thing. Number two, so the next step is you build the foundation. How do you build the foundation? Well, the foundation is made up of, like anything else, the primary thing that has to do with your foundation of getting financially independent is your income. So what we want to do is we want to work on the income always. You should wake up every day doing things to teach, to help you to be able to be more valuable. You should be so good at what you do, wherever you work, that the employer is so scared that you're going to leave. They don't know what's going to happen if you were to leave. And then what's going to happen is your value proposition will become high, and ultimately someone, some company, or yourself will pay you what you're worth. So if you're not getting paid what you're worth, then chances are you need to start looking around and find out, should I change what I'm doing? Should I change companies? Should I start a business? Hey, I'm great, but I'm not making money. Why is that? Well, maybe you just are not monetizing your knowledge yet, and so you want to work on it. Or maybe your knowledge level, you're getting paid what you're worth right now, all right? And because you don't have the knowledge base or the experience level to be able to demand more. But the bottom line is the foundation of anything you do is your income. So what we want to do is we want to have a foundation of income. Now, a couple things you need to think about on your income. The first thing is this. It's very difficult to make a lot of money doing something you don't like doing. So if you're not liking what your career is right now, if you are not feeling it Monday morning, that you just can't wait to wake up and get doing what you're doing, then chances are you're not going to put the time and energy into it in order to get good at it. Now, that doesn't mean that things that are going to be easy. You know, most of the time, the stuff that causes you to grow are things you don't want to do. And so you want to think about that. But the bottom line is your income is the foundation for getting financial independent. So what would I always be working on? I'd be working on my income. Now, if you've got a household income right now in this world of less than $100,000, then I would say the most important thing you can do is work on your income. Set a goal. Say, look, I'm going to make at least $100,000 no matter what happens. I'm going to make $100,000. I'm going to figure out how to make $100,000. And anything I'm making now, anything over and above what I'm making now, I'm going to save it. But I'm going to get to $100,000. I got $60,000 coming in the household. All right. It's hard. All right. So I'm going to go make $100,000. How am I going to do it? I don't know. I'm going to make a list. I'm going to start thinking about what are my skill sets or what can I do different? Should I change jobs? Should I start a business? Should I do something? Who knows? But the bottom line is your income is your foundation. The second thing you need to do in looking at your income is you need to insure your income. If you have children, you have a mortgage, all right, you need to have proper life insurance. So what do? You buy life insurance. Term life insurance is what I've always recommended. I've been recommending you buy term insurance now for 35 years. I never recommend cash value insurance. You know, everybody's going to look at it however they want to look at it, but that's what I've always said. You know, I look at people's financial position. Term insurance provides them the most amount of coverage, death benefit, for the least amount of cash that they have to put out, meaning lower premiums, higher coverage. Makes sense to me. So you can go buy your 20 or 30 year term. How do you determine what you need? First thing you do is this. You say to yourself, well, I'm making $5,000 a month. Well, that's $60,000 a year. I'm 35 years old. So I'm making $60,000. I'm going to work for 30 more years. If I don't get a raise, I'm going to take $60,000 times 30. That's $1.8 million that I'm going to earn with no raises at all. That's what my family business is going to bring in. So I've got children, I've got a spouse, whatever it may be, a mortgage, all these different things. Right now, with no improvement, which we plan on improving, I've got $1.8 million in income coming to me that I'm going to use to save for retirement. So one day I can quit, and in 30 years, I've made $1.8 million. So then I say to myself, well, $1.8 million, what am I going to end up doing? Well, I'm going to back it out, and I'm going to say to myself, well, $1.8 million, you do a little worksheet. So let me give you an example of how a worksheet works. So what happens is you say to yourself, well, how much coverage would I need? Well, let me give you an example. If you make $5,000 a month, and you wanted to have 30 years of income, and you were able to invest that money at 8%, then you would need $754,000 of life insurance. How about that? So now we know how to do it. We say, well, you mean I can do a present value of a lump sum. I take that lump sum and have payments over time. So if something happened to me, and I had $754,000, and it was invested at 8%, my beneficiary could pull $60,000 a year for 30 years. Yep, that's how it works. $1.8 million could be pulled out if you had $754,000 because of compounding and stuff like that. And so the first thing we do is we determine how much we need. This is part of the foundation. We're going to protect our income. We're building the foundation. We work on our income, and we protect our income. That's the first thing. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to protect against any liabilities that could knock us out. What are some knockout blows? Well, health insurance, you know, guys, I know everybody thinks it should be given to them. A lot of people do. You know what I think? Just buy it, okay? It's not being given to you right now, but it can wipe you out financially. So you go buy health insurance. We'll talk more about how to buy it, but I like raising my deductibles as I get my emergency fund in place. But the long and short of it is that what are things that can knock you out? You can have a wreck, get sued. All right, that's called liability insurance. So you want to look at your car insurance, home insurance, make sure you have that. You could become disabled, All right, that's what disability insurance is for. So those are things. So what we're doing is building our foundation. We're building our defense to start with. A budget is most important because that way you have some control over where the money is going prior to the money going out. So we want to have that. And then we have an emergency fund. And that emergency fund is 3 to 6 months of living expenses that will allow you to weather the storm in the event you know, something comes along that you're not ready for. So what we're going to do is we're going to build the foundation. It's called a financial house. We start with a foundation. We protect and work on our income. We protect all liabilities. We then go out and we work on a good budget. And you can go to roymatlockjr.com and get on the budget and get the budget forms and find out how that works. Also, we go with the emergency fund. The emergency fund allows us to stay out of debt. Then once we do that, then we start moving toward the offense. The offense would be, you know, let's buy a house if we hadn't already bought one. Let's save for retirement. Let's set up college funds for our children. Let's do all these kind of things. And then eventually we have some additional what we call opportunity money, where we have that money where maybe we'll start a business. Maybe we'll do some different things like that. And so at the end of the day, there's a foundation that we work on. And so what I would encourage you to do right now is to take a long-term perspective. Things are never as good or as bad as they seem at the time. So what you want to do is never get too high, never get too low. I want you to look at where you're at, find out where you're currently at. Let's develop some great habits. And then what's going to happen is you're going to wake up 5 years from now. It's going to be great. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com. I want to encourage you to sign up for our free 12-week course on getting your money and finances fixed. They're 45-minute segments each. They're free. Visit RoyMatlockJr.com, and I'll talk to you next week.
Roy Matlock Jr. is a registered representative with PFS Investments Incorporated, a broker-dealer member of FINRA SIPC. Opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of PFS Investments, Inc. The topics discussed and opinions given are not intended to address the specific needs of any listener. The information provided on this program is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only. Nothing contained herein is to be considered a solicitation, research material, an investment recommendation, or advice of any kind. The information contained herein may contain information that is subject to change without notice. Any investments or strategies referenced herein do not take into account the investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific person. Product suitability must be independently determined for each individual investor. Neither Roy Matlock Jr. nor PFS Investments, Inc. offer legal or tax advice. Listeners are encouraged to discuss their financial needs with the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance.